Good morning and welcome to our Lent reflection. Today's reading is from Matthew 23, verses 1 to 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honour at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you're all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Practice what you preach. Well, whether we're a churchgoer or not, we'll all be familiar with that phrase, i.e. live out what you say you believe. This is another hard-punching bit of teaching from Jesus. I dare say there were a few uncomfortable people listening to him that day. And perhaps more than ever, we live in a society in which those in authority and leadership are scrutinised for any deviance in their behaviour from what they are promoting or telling us to do. People are rightly looking for authenticity in their leaders. The NIV Bible translation gives today's passage the heading, "A Warning Against Hypocrisy." Jesus' teaching here isn't just about hypocrisy, but it's certainly one of the key themes. Hypocrisy can be defined as the failure to follow one's own rules, engaging in the same behaviour or activity for which one criticises another. Amongst other things, one of the things that Jesus observed in the Pharisees, the leaders of his religious leaders of his day, was the complete failure to practice what they preached, to do the very thing that they told the people they must do to please God. Jesus loathed hypocrisy. Very sadly, hypocrisy in the church down the centuries has continued to cause people to turn away from the Christian faith, rejecting Jesus himself. The failings of the Pharisees are so obvious, aren't they? Putting heavy burdens on people and not helping them to fulfil them or even to relieve them of them. Wearing extra large phylacteries, which were boxes containing the scriptures, on their foreheads to show how important God's ways were to them. And priding themselves on being called rabbi, literally, my great one. And when you listen to God's anger with his people in another of our readings from Psalm 50, verses 16 to 20, again, the gap between their religious observance and their behaviour is so clear. "What right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son." That's so obvious, isn't it, to us? But that's the very thing about hypocrisy. We see it very clearly in others, but it's not so easy to see in ourselves. It's a bit like the speck we can see in another's eye when we fail to see the plank in our own eye. We may not stand up and preach on a Sunday, and gosh, those of us who do need to be particularly careful about practicing what we preach. We may not go around telling other people how they ought to live, or we may not look down on others, but hypocrisy can be just as alive and kicking in our lives as it was in the Pharisees. It can be so subtle that it's not easy to see or notice. So how can we guard against hypocrisy in our own lives? Well, in the few moments that we have now, here are just three short thoughts. First of all, let's be honest with ourselves. Anyone who thinks that they don't have a problem with hypocrisy is kidding themselves and is precisely the candidate that hypocrisy is looking for. So being honest is a starting point. Secondly, make confession a regular part of your prayer life. Confession isn't given to us to make us feel guilty, but to find freedom from guilt. So asking God to reveal to us those particular areas where we seem to regularly fall short of loving him and loving our neighbour will help us become more aware of the gap between what we say we believe and what we actually do in practice. And then receiving his forgiveness and praying for the Holy Spirit to help us act differently. And thirdly, Matthew 23:11, Jesus says, "The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." One of the telltale signs of hypocrisy is thinking of ourselves as better or above others, which also leads us to judge other people and their shortcomings. Jesus challenged his listeners to be humble and to be servants to one another. In humility, we remember that pride in any righteousness of our own is of no worth at all. The only thing of worth is humble reliance on our servant King, Jesus Christ, who alone has made us holy and good in God's eyes. Let's pause to reflect for a moment. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and grace towards us. We acknowledge the gaps there often are within us, between what we say we believe and how we live. We ask for your forgiveness and for your Holy Spirit to help us live more truthfully and following your example of humility and service. In Jesus' name, Amen.